This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's word just now that the new CEO of General Motors will be Mary Barra, the current global head of product development at GM. Barra started as an intern on the GM factory floor when she was 18 and got her MBA at Stanford along the way. Forbes contributor Mickey Maynard covers the automotive industry. Ms. Maynard, good morning.
Hello, David.
Tell me about Mary Barra. I mean, she certainly has a GM pedigree here.
So Mary Barra would be known as an insider. She came up through the staff. So if you throw out her name and look at her background, this is exactly the kind of background that past CEOs at General Motors have had.
But if you do look at her name, you notice her gender. And I can't think of another boss of a car company who's female at this point.
Right. And certainly there were talented women in Detroit over the years who easily could have become CEO. But the time wasn't right. There were a couple of women in the 90s that were on a path to the top and either ran out of patience, ran out of time, or got better offers from other places.
So the federal government just sold its remaining stake in GM. It's now back to independent private company. What are some of the early challenges for Mary Barra?
One of her efforts will be making sure GM is stable, growing, and profitable in the American market. And globally, the Chinese market is starting to get a little questionable. GM has had some issues in Latin America, and one of its biggest issues is Europe, where it has been losing money for years and has tried very hard to fix its operations.
Micheline Maynard, former Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times and a contributor to Forbes on matters automotive, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.